And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I am Sean Green. Earlier in the show, we had Vivid Video CEO Stephen Hirsch on. He was a riot. I love Stephen Hirsch. He's the man. On the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, I have rock and roll royalty, Phil Verone from Saigon Kick, ex-Skid Row drummer. He has a new book out, Unfiltered, Real Life on the Rock and Roll Tour Bus. Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I didn't know my boss was on right before me.
Oh, yeah, he was on, man. He's a riot, man.
He's great. That's cool.
Now, one thing about, you know, rock and roll, I always want to be in a rock and roll band. Obviously, I didn't make it. I'm here doing radio. Tell me, what is it like being a rock star, man?
You'd have to ask a rock star. But my career has been, it's been amazing. You know, I have to say that it wasn't until I got older that I could really appreciate all the, you know, the fun that we had, because when you're in the business, you kind of get wrapped up in it and you're younger. And, you know, we were unfortunate because we had, you know, a manager who was terrible and ripped us off, and, you know, money never made it to where it was supposed to be made. And, you know, it was just a bad situation. So for many years, I kind of had this animosity towards it. But when I kind of, you know, sat back one day and I was like, wow, man, I mean, I had this great ride, if you will. And I think the coolest thing about being a rock star, if you want to use that, is that you're in the club and you get to tour with your idols and, you know, everybody that you looked up to before you got signed. So that is what I really look at. And man, I had a great time. I really did.
Now, being on the road, what has that been like, just being on the road a day-to-day basis on the tour bus? Is it as glamorous as people make it seem? There's an AC/DC song, It's a Long Way to the Top, You Want to Rock and Roll.
Yeah.
And I love the lyrics to that song because it kind of, you know, tells you about, you know, just being in a typical rock and roll band is not as, is it true that it's not that glamorous?
Well, you know, I think what everybody has to realize is that, you know, at some point, it's our job, and anything gets monotonous. You believe I can't say the word?
Monotonous,
right. And it's funny because, like, on the Kiss tour, we were, when I was in Skid Row, we opened up for Kiss, and the tour was 7 months long. It was 130 shows, and I was ecstatic to be on that, because Kiss is one of my favorite all-time bands. But yet, like, you know, show 125, I'm like, is this thing ever going to end? You know, like, I never thought I would be miserable walking to a sold-out arena. But I think it's, you know, it's relevant to whatever you're doing. If you're in the same, you know, schedule every day, it just gets really boring. And the only time it's fun is when you're on that stage. And that's what drives us to continue touring nonstop in those days. You know, these days I'm older. You know, I'm playing with Saigon Kick now. We put the band back together after 20-plus years. And we're just doing fly dates. You know, we fly in, we play a show, we fly home. And that's been the best way to do it. And, you know, because we don't need to play, we're just doing it to have fun, and really the fans have been wonderful. The shows have been sold out, and it's been a joy to get back out there and just play without it being your job, but yeah, more of a hobby.
And that's why I always thought that it's just about having fun and you know, just getting out there and reaching your base. Now I'm taking it that you like playing the smaller venues as opposed to the big arena shows.
No, I mean, I like them both. What I meant by the arenas was, it's just the, you know, how long the tours were. I mean, playing arenas was amazing. I wouldn't trade that for anything. But I have to say, I mean, with Saigon Kick, we're back in the clubs, and being really up close and personal with the fans is great, because the fans are so good. They start singing from, like, song one. They sing the whoa-ohs in the intro. I mean, amazing fans. And that's what's made it worth it more than anything. I feel like Saigon Kick is like a cool, like local band playing in a living room with 500 people. That's what they make us feel like, and it's been really cool.
Wow. We're talking to Phil Verone, drummer of Saigon Kick, ex-drummer of Skid Row. Now, in your book Unfiltered, you talk about a little bit about the groupies. How wild was that? You know, and is it still wild today, or you know, now that you're older, you're able to, you know, kind of, you know, filter out, you know, pardon the pun, the, you know, the bad actors?
Yeah, you know, in the old days, I that's all I did, is like I lived for girls. You know, when I have the classic, you know, wasn't popular in high school and, you know, was awkward with my feathered hair and my mustache that wouldn't grow in. And, you know, I didn't have the prom date and blah, 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 blah. But when, as soon as I got a record deal, I was like, I am going to have sex with every woman I can. And that was basically the thing. And you know what? There's tons of them. The groupies are out there. It's fantastic. I mean, you know, people talk down about them, but you need groupies. I mean, that's what the music, sex, drugs, and rock and roll is what, you know, your kind of your dream is when you're younger.
Wow.
Well, at least in my, you know, my generation. These days, like Saigon Kick, for instance, you know, the last shows we played, the dressing room is full of family and kids.
Yeah.
You know, because we all have kids.
Right.
So it's not, the groupie scene is not there. That's what I shoot my Swinger series, and I have fun, you know, on that side of it for Vivid. But I mean, as far as the rock and roll side, it's nothing like the old days at all, which is nice. I actually, my daughter came out to the show. We just played Orlando, and she's 21, and I put her to work. She brought her new boyfriend out, so I met him that night actually, and I put him to work teching my drums.
Oh,
so it was
wow.
Like a lot of fun, you know. Like here comes this guy. He's got to meet me. The poor guy.
Yeah, was he
and
freaked
then,
out?
And then I put him to work. So it was a really good time. It was fun, and you know, again, it's having fun with the band instead of, you know, being pissed off because, you know, you're not getting paid or doing whatever. So it's a lot different now.
Yeah, and one of the things I noticed that you were on VH1's Sex Rehab with Dr. Drew, and
yeah.
You were one of the first people to openly admit that not only you had a sex addiction that it was actually hard for you to overcome. Now, do you mind, you know, telling us, you know, how do you control an addiction like that?
Well, I'm going to burst your bubble because I don't have a sex addiction.
Ah.
It was basically, you know, it was a show that was cast.
Uh-huh.
And my agent, you know, they wanted different people for the casting. And I went down and, you know, told them my story, which is basically I slept with all these women, but I'm no different than any other rock star.
Okay.
So basically, you know, most of it, the reason why I'm saying it now is because I thought the show was done awfully. It was terrible. And they really didn't show really good stuff that we learned, because you learn really good stuff.
Right.
And I do believe it's a true addiction. I mean, I went to the meetings, the Sex Anonymous meetings, and it's frightening what these guys go through, and women. You know, it's awful that they have to, you know, do what they do for them to feel pleasure or whatever. So I definitely think it's an addiction, and I didn't mean to demean it in any way. I just want people to know that it, you know, that I'm not. It's not a. It's funny because I think about how often I actually have sex, and it's pretty sad. So it's nothing like that at all.
Wow, wow. We're talking with Phil Verone here with his book Unfiltered. You know what? One thing that I definitely wanted to ask you about back on the music side. What do you think about, you know, music today and the American Idols and the America's Got Talent and X Factor and all that crap that's out there? What do you think about shows like that? Do you think?
Yeah, I think, you know, in the beginning, I think that American Idol had some kind of, you know, some merit. But, you know, I think what's happening is, you know, they're just putting, just for judges and all that stuff, it's so stupid when the judges turn the show about them and not the talent. You know, statistically speaking, not too many people that came off of that show sold any records. It's always the ones that got booted, you know, at 10th place. Those are the ones that have gone on to do great things. So I think it's a good place, I guess, to be discovered. But then again, you know, you can get discovered on YouTube. I think, like, America's Got Talent is a ridiculous show. And why Heidi Klum is a judge, I'll never know, because she doesn't get it. So, it's about ratings and you know, half the acts that I see on there, you know, I don't even know why they're there, but then I do know why, because the producers make sure that there's a certain amount of drama and there's a certain amount of this. So you're never really getting anything real. You know, and that's the problem, but that's the way television is today. So, but as far as talent is concerned, I think there's a lot of great talent, and I don't even watch those shows. So it is just too much. It's between The Voice and America's Got Talent, American Idol, and then the X Factor, and this. It's just too much. So yeah. I just decide my right, and that is to turn a channel, and I do. So.
Wow. Phil Ferrone, thanks so much for doing this for me and everybody that's listening to us right now. You can follow Phil Ferrone on Twitter at the Phil Ferrone.
Yeah.
PhilVerone.com, PhilVeroneSecretSexStash.com, and I'm about to go on PhilVerone.com to make a couple purchases myself.
So. Yes, and also, if you buy anything from my website, PhilVerone.com, it's personally signed, and it's always free shipping, because people get worried about shipping, and it's in the price. So get on there, and I have everything from band stuff to my the Vivid series, my drumsticks, all kinds of memorabilia. I got everything on there. So go have a look and follow me on Twitter for sure. That's how I keep in touch.
All right, good to go. Phil Ferrone, we'll be back right after this. Thanks, man.
Thank you.